The biggest competitor to the next generation of SaaS isn't another SaaS. It's an employee with Claude Code open on their screen.
Wait, wait. What do you mean an employee? You're saying one person alone is going to compete with an entire software company?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And look, I know it sounds absurd.
It does, right? Because we spent 30 years buying software off the shelf, signing license after license. Oh, and before I forget, I'm Marina, the AI host here on Papo de Caio. I'm an AI voice, so I'll take Caio's word on the numbers.
And you should. Look, what blocked this before was one thing only, the cost of building.
But that's always been expensive. Why would it change now?
Because that cost collapsed. And when building gets cheap, buying stops being the obvious move. That's the turning point.
Okay, so every company becomes a software factory now? Everybody coding?
Hold on, there's nuance, and that's exactly what we're going to unpack today.
All right, start from the top then. Why did off-the-shelf software become a commodity?
Think about it this way. Most SaaS tools solve a generic problem for 1,000 companies at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The price you pay is that it never fits your process 100%. In the end, you're the one adapting your operation to the software, not the other way around.
Yeah, that's real. Everybody's cursed out some system full of fields nobody fills in.
Exactly. And that's why, instead of buying yet another CRM full of useless fields, I built a lean internal one. Just the fields and automations of the company's real pipeline.
But hold on. Good SaaS has integrations, security, support, years of development. Isn't what you built just a souped-up spreadsheet?
Look, for critical and complex stuff, SaaS still wins, no argument. I'm not going to romanticize it.
Okay, but...
But about 70% of what companies pay for is simple task software. That chunk is what's becoming a commodity you can build at home.
70%, that's a high number, huh?
It's high, and it's where the wasted money lives.
So explain this cost drop to me. What actually changed to make building cheap?
Before, building an internal tool required a developer, weeks of backlog, a priority queue. You'd get in line and wait.
And today?
Today, someone who understands the business describes what they want, and AI writes the code. Let me give you a concrete example.
Go for it.
An automation that grabs the lead from a form, qualifies it with AI, routes it to the right salesperson, and pings the chat. That used to be a project. Now it's an afternoon of work with an agent.
Okay, but now I'm going to bring the real fear. What happens when that code breaks and the person who built it has already left the company? Doesn't it become a duct tape time bomb?
It does. And I'm not going to pretend it doesn't. Governance became the new bottleneck.
Ah, so the problem just moved.
Exactly that. Building isn't the hard part anymore. It's maintaining, documenting, and deciding what deserves to exist. The risk moved, it didn't disappear.
I like that. The hard work migrated from building to deciding.
That's it. And that's where the practical trade comes in. Licenses for agents.
How does that move work?
The company looks at its subscription list, finds three tools that cost a fortune, and it's using 10% of their potential. And it replaces them with a small internal system that does only what it needs.
But is it really worth it? Give me the math, because building costs too.
Honest math. A license is a recurring cost that only goes up every year. An internal system is a one-time build cost plus maintenance. At scale, that flips the game.
At scale. For someone with a subscription for everything, that adds up.
It adds up a lot. But, and this is important, it's not about replacing everything. It's choosing where you want control and where it doesn't matter.
Like, what would you never rebuild?
Nobody's going to rebuild their own payment system or their own email. That's insane. You buy that.
So the question stops being which tool do I buy and becomes do I buy this or do I build it?
That's the new decision every leader is going to have to make every week.
And that changes the product team, I imagine.
It changes everything. The product team stops being whoever waits in the dev queue and becomes whoever orchestrates agents to build and test fast.
And the kind of person who's worth their weight in gold in this world?
Someone who understands the business and knows how to direct AI, both together.
But then answer me this. What's left for SaaS then? Are they wiping out the whole category?
No, survival goes to whoever has proprietary data, a network between companies, regulatory complexity, or a problem so hard it's not worth building yourself.
And whoever has none of that?
Whoever is just a pretty interface on top of a database is the most threatened, because the interface and the database, AI builds those on its own today.
Ooh, that's going to hurt a lot of startups. And what about headcount in all this? The people, the teams?
Carefully here. The most valuable professional of 2027 isn't the one who only knows how to code, nor the one who only knows the business. It's the bridge between the two.
The bridge, which today barely exists on the org chart.
It doesn't exist. That role doesn't even have a proper name yet.
Okay, so wrap it up for me. I'm a leader. I heard all this. I'm fired up. What do I do tomorrow?
Step one, this month. Audit your subscription list. Flag which tools are generic and underused. That's your queue of candidates to build in-house.
Concrete. Step two?
Start small and from real pain. An automation that solves a bottleneck the team complains about every day. No massive moonshot projects.
And step three? Let me guess. It's people.
It's people. The tool is useless if nobody in the house knows how to translate a business problem into a prompt for AI. Invest in the right people.
Look, here's a challenge for everyone listening. Take a look at your screen full of software tabs right now. How many of those would you still be paying for 2 years from now?
And this isn't the future. You can start this week.
What a great conversation. So here's the summary of what matters. Simple software became a commodity. The cost of building collapsed. And the new decision for every leader is buy or build. The rest is the courage to start small. Thank you so much for listening all the way through. If this idea got to you, send it to that business partner who's always complaining about subscriptions and tell me which tool you'd cut first. We'll keep this conversation going. I'm Marina, the AI voice of Papo de Caio, and it's been a pleasure. See you next time.
Audit your subscription list today. That's step one. Thanks, everyone.